Hey besties, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. So today we are talking all about boundaries. Not only are we going on a journey of how we can set healthy boundaries, but we will also be talking about how to navigate the feelings, the difficult situations, and the entire aftermath that occurs when you do set boundaries. I feel like that part is not talked about nearly enough, and it is an essential part of the boundary setting process. And personally, as someone who used to be unable to advocate for myself, to be so afraid to speak my mind in fear of hurting other people's feelings, to now being super unapologetic about setting boundaries and sticking to them, I do believe I have a bit of wisdom to share. I know the topic of boundaries is talked about a lot, but I'm hoping that I can share a different perspective and also share my personal insights and lessons that I've learned as I've set my own boundaries in my life. So if you enjoy this episode, I would so appreciate if you could either screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening, leave either an iTunes or Spotify review. Thankfully, a lot of the reviews have been so uplifting and positive, and it's just so nice to hear from you guys how the podcast has impacted or changed your life. So if you haven't already, I would so appreciate if you could leave an iTunes or Spotify review, or just share this episode with someone who you think may need to hear what we talk about in today's episode. And also, if you love the content that I share here on the podcast, then I highly recommend checking out my YouTube channel. I share more personal growth, lifestyle, wellness content on there as well. If you love this podcast, then you'll definitely love my content on there, as well as my social media platforms. Everything will be linked in the show notes. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Okay, so let's get into boundaries and why boundaries are important, what they are. I really believe that we all benefit from having boundaries. Boundaries keep us safe, boundaries help us focus on what's most important to us, and boundaries really help improve relationships, whether that's personal, work-related, friendships, family relationships, by simply creating clear expectations and responsibilities. But at the same time, it can be really hard to figure out what type of boundaries you need to set, how to set them, how to deal with the aftermath when you set boundaries. There's so much more that goes into place than just setting a boundary. Like, it's not as simple as it sounds. Something that I've learned with boundaries is that boundaries come in all shapes, ways, and forms. Boundaries can be emotional and mental, they can be physical, they can be time related, and also having non-negotiable boundaries, also known as deal breakers. Setting boundaries is not something that comes naturally or easy to a lot of us, but I do believe we all can learn to set healthy boundaries, which is important because they are a way to tell others what we expect and how we want to be treated and what we won't tolerate. So as we go through the steps of how to set boundaries, something to keep in mind is that this is a lifelong journey. As we grow and evolve as people, so will our boundaries. For example, the boundaries that you have in place or that you need in place when you are a single 20-year-old college student might look completely different when you are a married 30-year-old mother of two. It's just something to keep a note of as you grow, evolve, and navigate through life. So I have created three steps in setting healthy boundaries. Of course, there is more that goes into it and all of that, but these are the main three points that I think are important in being able to set a healthy boundary. And then we'll get into how to navigate the feelings, the aftermath, and everything else that happens when you set a boundary. So my first step in setting a healthy boundary is, of course, to identify what boundaries you need to set. We are not always going to know what it is that we need, and sometimes our needs will also change, which is why it's so important to be aware of your feelings. Specifically, when you are feeling uncomfortable, disrespected, violated, or drained in any way, what I found is that your feelings will serve as a sign that a boundary needs to be set in place or that a boundary has been crossed if you've already set them in place. So some journal prompts that have helped me to identify what boundaries I need are: one, is there a person or situation that I'm currently dealing with that makes me feel uncomfortable, disrespected, violated, drained, etc.? And secondly, what healthy boundary can I set in place? Or what changes do I need to make in order to feel more comfortable, respected, and like I'm not being taken advantage of? So with this step, I really highly recommend taking time to really think about all the different areas of your life: career, work, family, personal, friendships, relationships, even with yourself, and think about if there are any person or anything that is coming up for you for each individual area so that you can clearly identify what conversations need to be had or what changes need to be made or what distance needs to be created so that you can feel your most healthiest, comfortable, and at peace self. So some examples of healthy boundaries could be like telling your boss you can't work late every single night, or wanting your friends to ask you if you are able to lend them support before they vent to you, or, for example, choosing not to be around certain family members because they make you feel uncomfortable or they don't treat you nicely. Or a boundary for myself that I've set is not being on social media when I am on my period in my winter cycle, because that is the time where I like to reflect and go within and journal and really like get in touch with my intuition. So during that time, I really don't like to talk to anyone, to consume anything on social media or things like that. So that is a boundary that I have created for myself. So these are just some examples, of course, of what boundaries can look and sound like. And this is the most crucial step, because in order to be able to set a boundary or to have a conversation or do whatever it is that you need to do, you need to know what it is that you need from yourself, from other people. But you need to identify that first before you can actually communicate that. So my second tip in setting a healthy boundary is to understand why this boundary is important to you. So setting boundaries will absolutely be uncomfortable. So knowing your reason behind why you're doing this in the first place is really important. Your why is mainly for you. It's not for anyone else to understand or agree with. Also, as you are going through your whys, just know that a simple, because I don't like this, is enough. You don't need this huge, meaningful reasoning behind why you're setting a boundary. You can set a boundary for whatever it is that you feel you need for yourself. And it doesn't matter if other people agree with it. It doesn't matter if other people think you're being unreasonable. If that is truly what you feel you need to protect your mental, emotional well-being, your happiness, your peace, then you are in your birthright to set that boundary. So just to kind of give some examples of whys behind certain boundaries, going back to the examples that I just shared, for the example of telling your boss you can't work late every night, your why could be maybe you're a mother of two and you don't want to miss out on time with your kids. Or maybe you really value a healthy work-life balance and working late every single night doesn't align with that value. Or it could be as simple as you don't want to work late every night, and that is absolutely valid. Again, when you are setting these boundaries, you don't necessarily have to explain yourself to anyone or convince anyone of why you are doing what it is that you are doing. And that is something that I really want to emphasize, because when I was struggling to set boundaries and I was consumed with guilt, I almost felt like I had to convince people that I wasn't a bad person for setting the boundaries that I was setting, and like I needed them to understand to ease my own guilt of setting boundaries. And you do not need validation from others to not feel bad about setting your own boundaries. So for the example of wanting your friends to ask you if you're able to lend them support before they actually vent to you, your why could be that you want to be able to support them in the best way possible, and them asking you prior is a way to ensure that you are in the right mental and emotional space to be able to support them. Or maybe it's because right now you don't have a lot of emotional space for others, so someone just trauma dumping onto you or venting onto you without any warning can be very draining to you. For the example of choosing not to be around certain family members, your why could be that they disrespect you. They make you feel uncomfortable or anxious in any way, or being around them always follows with drama, and that's not the energy you want in your world. So later on in this episode, I will get into a little bit more about why understanding your why around your boundaries is important. But basically, the gist of it is that you are valid in setting the boundaries that you feel you need to set, and you don't need to convince others of why you're doing what it is that you're doing, as long as you know why. So we'll get into that in a bit. But the third tip in setting a healthy boundary, which I think is really, really, really crucial, and a lot of us miss because it's the most uncomfortable thing to do, and that is to clearly communicate them with people. Now, some people might not agree with what I'm about to say, but I think communicating your boundaries or your needs is important only sometimes. Now, let me explain, okay? In life, there will be people that you love and respect and that love and respect you. Then there will be people that you come across in life who do not care about you, who do not respect you, or want to acknowledge anything that you have to say or anything that you might need. And learning how to differentiate between people who respect you versus people who don't give two shits about you is definitely a learning curve. You might have people in your life that you love and respect, and as you assert your boundaries, you realize they don't reciprocate that same energy. And that's okay. Moments like that are definitely learning lessons and teach us how to use discernment. Essentially, when it comes to the people I love and that I care about, such as my friends, my immediate family, emphasis on immediate, or my partner, when it comes to setting boundaries, I will communicate my boundaries with them because A, I love and respect them, and B, I want them to understand what I need and where I'm coming from so that we can continue to have healthy relationships. I don't know if you guys can hear my cat in the background, but she is being extremely needy today, so bear with me. But as I was saying, it's hard to maintain healthy relationships when boundaries aren't being met, but the only way boundaries can be met is if you clearly communicate your boundaries. A mistake that I used to make was me assuming or thinking they should already know what it is that I need. They should know that I feel disrespected if they do this, or they should know that I'm not comfortable with this. And the truth is, sometimes it's not as obvious to other people as we may think it is. So it's really important that we clearly communicate those boundaries and expectations to those that we actually want to have healthy relationships with, because if we don't, we're essentially setting the relationship up for failure, and it's not fair to expect the people in your life to know what it is that you need when you haven't even given them that grace or that courtesy. Now, it's a completely different story if you communicate with them what it is that you need and they choose to disrespect that, but we will get into that in a moment. Communicating with the people you want healthy relationships with and you want to maintain close contact with, I think, is important. But then for those that I know I personally want nothing to do with, or that I know truly don't respect me or are interested in even understanding me, I've learned not to waste my breath, and instead of trying to explain my boundaries, communicate what I need, I will simply assert my boundaries through my actions. And I don't need to explain myself, I don't need to let anyone know anything, because I know that those kinds of people are determined to misunderstanding me anyways. So again, some people might agree with me, some people might not. This for me is just what has worked best, because in the past I have tried to explain my boundaries and my needs to people who absolutely did not give a shit about me. And in the end, I just felt like I was being disregarded and like I wasted my time. So this one is something that you can decide how you want to navigate. This is how I choose to communicate my boundaries to whomever. And honestly, choosing to not explain myself to people that I personally don't want to remain in contact with, or people that I know don't care about me, has been so refreshing and has saved me so much energy and time and just so much peace, because I just simply choose to move on with my life without needing to like explain my reasonings or my decisions to anyone. And I know that they are going to perceive me however they want. And if I am the bad guy in their head, then I am going to be the bad guy. And it doesn't matter what I say or do, that is always how they are going to view me. So I choose to save my energy and my peace for people who I know truly know me, know my character, and actually respect me. So that's my take on communicating boundaries. Okay. So now let's say you've gone through these steps, you learn what your boundaries are, you set them unapologetically. Now what? This is where I feel people don't talk enough about what happens after you set boundaries and how to navigate them. And I want to share some of the things that I've experienced, some of the things that I felt, and how I navigated these feelings and situations after setting boundaries. Because the truth is, setting boundaries is very, very, very uncomfortable for a lot of us. So don't feel alone if you feel uncomfortable, shame, fear, guilt, any of the above when you set a boundary. I've been there, and so have many of us. So here is how I've navigated some of those things. So the first thing that I've experienced a few times with setting boundaries, and I think this is a common one, especially for those of us who have been people pleasers all of our lives and we are slowly changing that, and that is expecting pushback or anger from people. So there is a quote, I don't know who says this, but it goes, "The only people who get upset when you set boundaries are the ones who benefited from you having none." And if this ain't the truth, the whole point of boundaries is to protect yourself. Not having them hurts you, but benefits others. So if you've never set boundaries in your life, or you've always been a yes man or a people pleaser, you don't know how to say no, and you begin to set boundaries, I can guarantee that you might find some people don't like it, because one, it's not what they expect and what they're used to from you, but also that means that you are taking away something from them that they benefited from. So you might find that people try to tell you that you're selfish. You might find that people try to guilt you or make you feel bad for setting certain boundaries. And I believe all of that comes down to selfishness, if I'm honest. Someone who gets upset over another person trying to set a boundary is only thinking of their needs over the other person's. Or I also believe they have a lack of understanding. So they can't comprehend how their actions or words could make you feel. So how I've navigated this has been either creating physical or digital distance from them until the boundaries are understood. So whether that's speaking to them less, not following them on social media, or muting them, or not seeing them as much, just creating some sort of distance until I feel my needs are being met. Other ways that I've navigated pushback and anger from people has been staying grounded with my boundaries. Especially for us people pleasers out there, the moment someone tries to guilt us or make us feel bad, that is when we tend to like want to retract the boundaries that we have set in place, or we begin to feel like we're being unreasonable, or maybe we're, you know, doing too much. And I'm here to tell you, you are not. This is the moment where you need to stand your ground and assert yourself. You are valid in setting your boundaries. You are not a bad person for wanting to protect your peace, your mental health, whatever your reasonings behind setting your boundaries are. This is probably going to be the most challenging part, but with practice, it does get easier. Other ways that I've navigated dealing with pushback has been to let the other person deal with their feelings and not making it my issue for them being offended or upset. A lot of times, especially in the beginning of learning how to set boundaries, I used to get upset when they would get upset with me for setting a boundary, and then it would make me mad, and then an argument would arise. But I've learned over time that it's not my problem that they're responding how they are. The only thing that I can do is assert myself, stay grounded, and let them deal with it however they want to deal with it. And eventually they will either come around or they will do whatever they need to do. But at the end of the day, it is not your problem or responsibility how someone chooses to react to you setting boundaries. So the second thing that I've dealt with when setting boundaries is feeling very, very uncomfortable and feeling extremely guilty and also having certain fears come up. So as I said, if you're not used to setting boundaries, advocating for yourself in any way, speaking your mind, putting your foot down, it is going to feel uncomfortable when you begin to set boundaries. I also think how we were raised plays a huge role in how we feel when we set boundaries. For example, if you grew up in a household where you didn't really have a voice, or when you did speak up, you were made to feel guilty or you were ridiculed and yelled at. If that was your situation growing up, you might have a more difficult time doing so as an adult because you've learned that, you know, when you speak your mind, people get upset with you, which of course is a limiting belief, but that's kind of how we process things as children. So you might begin to question yourself. You might feel selfish, dramatic, like you're doing too much, like you're wrong, like you're the reason why, you know, someone else is upset. And so how I've been able to navigate these feelings when setting boundaries is, of course, through practice. The more I learn to set boundaries for myself, each time it really does get easier and easier. But if you are just starting out or if you're struggling to set boundaries, my tip for you is to start with smaller, less intense boundaries and with someone you are really comfortable with and who you know will respect your boundaries. I find doing that to be a confidence booster and just helps me to prepare for those bigger, more uncomfortable boundaries that I might need to set later on in life. So an example of a small boundary that I've set with someone that I really care about is my boyfriend. And I recently told him that I would really appreciate not being interrupted while I am doing my morning routine. I like to start my morning uninterrupted, unbothered, and just get my mind right before someone tries talking to me and things like that. And of course, it was a little bit uncomfortable to say it. I did not want to come off rude or mean, but also I know that my boyfriend is very understanding and he receives my needs very well. And when I set this boundary, he of course understood, and it really made me feel confident to be able to say what it is that I need and assert myself. Definitely start with smaller, less intense boundaries with people that you trust and love in order to really build your confidence. Also, other things that have helped me is reaffirming to myself that my feelings are valid. So, of course, a good journaling session. The other day, I actually had to set a boundary with a good friend of mine, and it was definitely an uncomfortable thing that I had to say, and I felt a little bit of guilt coming up and, you know, fear of like losing my friend for speaking my mind. And so after I set that boundary, I took out my journal and I just had a talk with myself, a notes to self of why I am validated in feeling how I'm feeling and why I am okay to express this feeling and these needs that I have. So that was also very helpful. Another thing that really helps me to navigate this feeling of uncomfortableness and feeling guilty is going back to my why. So this is why knowing your why with certain boundaries is really important. When you start to feel guilty or when people start to push back, you can go back to why you set this boundary in the first place. So for example, if you have a boundary where you choose to see your family a few times a year and no more than that, and let's say your mom is hounding you for why you don't come around more often and telling you that you should come around more often, you can go back to your why and remember why that boundary was important for you in the first place. And maybe your why is that you only come around a few times a year because that's as much as your mental health can take. Or you know that if you are around them any longer, it starts to have a negative impact on you. So it's just a good reminder for you whenever you do start feeling guilt or someone tries to push back on your boundaries. So the third thing that I've experienced when setting boundaries has been moments of loneliness or feeling alone. Like we mentioned previously, there might be people who get upset with the boundaries that you put in place and will either try to push back. I know how hurtful it can be to express a need to someone you truly love and care for and them not receive it well or understand where you're coming from. And the truth is, sometimes you will lose people. And sometimes it's temporary. Maybe they just need a moment to kind of collect themselves and get to a place of understanding, or sometimes it's forever. And I'm not going to say it doesn't hurt, because in the moment it absolutely does. But one thing I can say from personal experience is every friend that I've lost after setting a boundary, and I'm not saying I've lost every friend every time I've set a boundary, but there's been a few that I've lost after setting a boundary. And every person who didn't take it well and like stopped talking to me always came back years later in life and apologized to me for how they reacted. Every single person coming back saying that they understood now how that wasn't the right response and how they could now see my perspective. And even though I've always known it was the right decision for me, hearing it from others has also been validating. I feel like sometimes people just can't understand what it is that they've never experienced. And sometimes people need to experience it for themselves to be able to fully grasp where it is that you are coming from. So just know how someone responds to you setting a boundary, them not being able to receive it well, that has nothing to do with you, and that's their own journey that they're on and that they need to figure out on their own if they ever do. Even if you feel alone, that doesn't mean you will always be alone. If anything, removing the people that aren't meant to be in your life opens up space for people who will respect your boundaries or who align better with where you are in your journey. And I think that is just a part of life. So that, my friends, is a guide on boundaries, the good, the bad, the ugly. As uncomfortable as it can get to set boundaries, I feel it is even more uncomfortable, more painful, and hurtful to your mental and emotional well-being when you don't assert yourself and you don't set those necessary boundaries. And as a reminder, not having boundaries only hurts you. And one thing I do want to mention with boundaries that I haven't really talked about is that it's important to be flexible to an extent. If we all had super rigid boundaries and no one was ever willing to compromise, then we would get nowhere and we would not have healthy relationships. I think the most important thing is that you are not going against your values, your morals, or hurting yourself in the process. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. As a final reminder, if you are interested in trying out any of this week's podcast sponsors, be sure to check out the show notes. All of the codes and links will be there. They are also all on my Instagram bio link as well. And I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.